There we go. That's a No Joe Jazz Thursday there. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. And I'm happy to introduce to the Wakeys, Kevin Mullis, Mullis Senior Placement. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad. Follow along at MullisSeniorPlacement.com. All right. So where's Kevin from in the world?
Well, I originally am from Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
That's where I grew up.
Okay.
And like most people in Tucson, I didn't come from here. But my wife is a Tucson native, and now my children are both Tucson natives as well. So,
did you meet the lovely Mrs. Mullis outside of Tucson, and she brought you back? How did that work?
Well, you met online, eHarmony.com.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was here, and I decided to come join her in lovely Tucson.
Okay.
Yep.
So what were you doing previously before you started this company? Yeah. Called Mullis Senior Placement.
Sure. Well, when I moved to Tucson, in 2010, I started in the healthcare field in home health. I worked for a company for home health, and then I moved into the private pay caregivers, home care.
Okay.
And then I currently work at a hospice company. So home health, home care, and hospice are experiences that I have in the healthcare field. And then I also had the experience of my father being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And when he got Alzheimer's, that just changed everything. I mean, it became like almost a second full-time job in addition to my other work.
Sure.
Managing all of his, everything that he needed. It just became a lot of work. And I've got a list of all the things that I did on my website. And it's very overwhelming to deal with, like you just mentioned before the break here, that you're dealing with some of this on your own.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to deal with, to try to imagine where I'm going to put my loved one, where they're going to go, or if it's just you. I mean, even, I just turned 50, in a decade or two, I might want to consider independent living. But which independent living? How do I choose? You know, so that's what Mullis Senior Placement is. It's a service that will help you sift through all those options and come up with the best.
So when going through the process with your dad, right, what were one or the two big lessons that really hit you straight in your face as you're doing this?
Well, man, let's see. It's just a huge time commitment, doing all techs, VA benefits, things like that. But the biggest thing that I learned, I had someone help me find a place for my dad, and I wanted proximity. I wanted somewhere close to my home. And so they helped me find someplace close to my home. But pretty quickly I realized that this place that's close to my home wasn't the best place for him. I should not have just gone. It would have been nice to have some advice saying, good care is more important than proximity. Drive an extra 5-10 minutes to get to better care. So that's probably the thing that I learned the most when I was on the other end of this as a client, is ask someone who's been there, who knows the industry, for some advice, for some help. And if you have an opinion that proximity or a certain place is where you want to go, run it through somebody else and just make sure that your assumptions are correct, you know.
That's what I learned, the fact that not only is there a proximity and level of care, mm-hmm. but then there's also different types of places.
Correct.
Right, where you could have a more of a apartment resort style feel,
mm-hmm.
right? More of a corporate owned.
Correct.
But then there's lots of these mom and pop houses.
For sure. There's a lot of them, 400 or so in town.
I didn't know that number. So there's 400 like mom and pop.
Mom and pops. Yep, the adult care homes. There's a lot of them. And there are a lot of good things about both of those, you know, and it comes down to personal preference. Do you like the homey feel, the, you know, more individualized feel of a small home? Or do you like the benefits of a bigger place that's going to have more resources, like more activities and, transportation to events and things like that, you know? So there are pluses and minuses. So everybody's got their own little constellation of choices, you know, their preferences for what they prefer, their preferences for what they prefer. That's redundant.
My thing was, I thought a drawback on a lot of the more mom and pop ones was you didn't have as much room to spread.
That's true.
Right? In relation to.
Well, so again, it depends on your own situation. Some people, like my father, for example, with Alzheimer's.
You don't want him to spread.
Correct. So, right. Well, his world needed to get smaller because he couldn't handle the big wide world the way he could, you know, as his capacity diminished, his world needed to get smaller, and a small, comfortable feeling home was great for him. He'd stayed in one for a while. It sent you down. But for some people, that's a really good fit.
Yep.
And, you know, they typically, you can find another thing to look at when you're looking at these places is how often the staff turns over. If you're getting a new manager every few months, you know, caregivers come and go, and that's pretty common in the field. But if you've got a place where their caregivers are there for long term, that's a good sign.
No, absolutely, because there's big, and it happens with all the, like the big places, they could have switch over every.
Well, yeah, it's true. Yes.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's true.
So, you know, you and I were talking about guys our age should be, and girls our age should be thinking about some sort of long-term care policy, because that's going to make your life so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another thing that, because I've been in the healthcare field for, you know, 14 years now, going on 15, I've got a lot of contacts. So, you know, I can be a resource as well. So not only can I help with my experience and knowledge, but I can also point to people who can sell you the long-term care insurance for a good price. It's in your budget, and all kinds of other resources as well. So, yeah.
We're shameless pluggers here. So the DeSavon Blue Chip Planning, if you want to talk about long-term care, we can help you with that too.
All right. Good.
So let's talk about the idea that when we talk about the, like, we're trying to find a place for mom or dad, mm-hmm. right? You can be thrown into it very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But is that, it doesn't seem like you're doing it under fire, which is the worst time to probably do these things.
Correct. Well, I think I mentioned denial. Maybe that was before we went
on
air.
That's a river in North Africa.
It is. That's true. I've heard that. But denial is real. And we tend to want to continue with independence and doing things my way, like Frank Sinatra said, as long as possible. But there are benefits in having a community. I've seen people hold on to living alone in their home that they lived in for the last 20, 30, 40 years. They'll be home hanging on, you know, to live there as long as possible. And then when their family intervenes and says, "Dad, you got to go into a community here," they typically will go against, you know, not willingly, but, you know, with power of attorney and stuff like that, depending. They go into these communities, and once they get the rhythm of the care that they're being provided, the food that's being provided, and then all the community that they can talk with, they wind up being happier than they were when they were holding on to their independence, you know. So we have a tendency in America, in the West, wherever, to value independence above all. And I don't blame them. I like it myself. I drove here in my own car. I didn't take mass transport or anything like that. But there is value in being around other people and having other people help you. There's no shame in that. We all need help once in a while. So,
you know, you're talking about indicator of hopefully things aren't turning over in relation to caregivers or management. Quality of food is massive.
Oh, yeah. Well, so that's one thing. When you contact Melissa Senior Placement, you know, I'll sit down and talk. You know, I'll find out all of your preferences, your financial means, your levels of care that you need. You know, is it just independent living, or are we talking higher levels of care? And we can go tour a place. I can go with you on the tour. I can ask questions that you may not have thought to ask on your own. And typically, they can serve lunch or even just give a little snack and you can get a taste of their food. I had one lady who I placed a while ago, and when she found out that where they were going was going to provide food, 3 meals a day, she started to cry. She was so happy. I've been cooking for 60 years, and she was so happy to have somebody cook for her.
Because what we're learning about our seniors, after a while, they get tired of cooking.
For sure. Yeah.
Right. And actually, they start eating frozen crap.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That they're heating in the microwave, which is bad for their health.
Yep.
So when they do get to a place that can, they can get three good squares.
Yeah. Yeah. There are places, and they typically are, you know, very well-renowned chefs that work in some of these places that, you know, those are going to be typically in the bigger places that we talked about. That's one of the pluses of the bigger guys.
Yep.
The little guys, you know, it depends on who you got. If there's a caregiver who's a good cook, that's great. But it might just be someone who's making, you know, spaghetti for you a lot, you know. Nothing wrong with that.
But this is why you got to hang out and work with a guy like Kevin, right, at Mullis Senior Placement, because you may not think of, you really should taste the food.
Correct.
It's important. It's really, I know this is important. So again, MullisSeniorPlacement.com is where you should be looking online. 310-4947. You can call or text 310-4947.
That's right.
So if someone wanted to set up a meeting with you, what does this look like? And then again, one of the things that I like the option of is that you're doing the legwork.
Oh yeah.
To set up. You know, like, what's the criteria? It's based on your loved one's health, right? Because of level.
Right. Yeah, most places are going to have a tiered level of care system. You know, the lower level of care costs X amount of money, and then the higher levels of care cost more. That's typical of the bigger places. There are different models out there, too. But the smaller places are typically one cost covers all levels of care.
Yep.
So that's a benefit of the small guys. But yeah, so I will sit there and ask. My preferred thing is to come to someone's home, get a feel of the person who's going to be moving, get a feel of what their life is like now, and to try to, you know, find, it helps me in my matchmaking process to find out what would be a better fit for them.
Makes
you know?
Sense. Sure.
Yeah. So I try to come up after I've sat and talked, typically for, you know, an hour, however long it takes, and learn about the person who needs to move to senior living. When I learn about them, I'll typically be able to come up with a match of about three good properties, and we can go tour those properties. And, you know, ultimately it's the person who's moving or their family or their loved ones who are making the decisions. I do not make the decisions. I'm just here as a caddy, if you will. You know, like I'll suggest this 9-iron, but if you think the other one is better, you know, this is your show. You know, I'm just here to use my advice to help guide you.
As you're doing this, there's a lot of chains. There's can be a lot of anxiety in this.
Oh man. Yes. when my dad, so I've got a commercial on your station, and you know, when we first found out that my dad had Alzheimer's, and I've seen it with other people too. Like, they typically, I get the phone call and they are stressed out. They are anxious. You know, they're just overwhelmed and they don't know what to do. And so just giving them options. And honestly, like I mentioned, I worked in home health and home care. Sometimes those are better options for them right now, and maybe in a year or so they move into a senior living, you know, and I will point them to whatever direction is best for them and their situation. But trying to give the family or the person who wants to, you know, consider moving something to bite on and something to some direction to look at. And, you know, instead of having a forest of endless options, to narrow it down to just a few is typically very that people respond very well to it and are relieved.
Yeah, I was going to ask you before we end our conversation together is, what's your moment of satisfaction in this job?
When they move into a place, and I typically am dealing with the family or loved ones, and they're the ones who are stressed out because the responsibility to care for them is on the family. And when the loved one moves in, and I get the reports from the facility because I follow up once they move into a senior living. I continue to follow up usually for a while and see how they're doing. You know, was this actually a good fit so I can learn from it? And when they are taking place with the activities, when they are making new friends at these new communities, and that's the home run right there. That's when I feel great.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right, so MullisSeniorPlacement.com, 310 310-4947, 310-4947. Go set up a cup of coffee with Kevin for, you know, have him come to the house. And if it's someone that, loved one, maybe it's you or your spouse and you're kind of getting towards that point in life. Who else should be calling you at this point?
Yeah. Anyone who's considering senior living, for them or a loved one. So anyone. I like I said, I typically deal with families, spouses. Usually sons and daughters are the ones that are working on, and especially this time of year, you know, the mom or dad have been living in their own home, and then the family comes for the holidays to visit them, and they discover, oh my gosh, you've been falling and going to the hospital, and you didn't tell me, and you're forgetting to pay your bills and things like that. And so then they reach out to me and say, hey, help, we need help with mom or dad here.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So that's for mullisseniorplacement.com, yep, like you said, but MULLIS. People cannot get my name right, and I don't blame them. But it was named after my dad. That's my dad's last name, of course. And Mullis Senior Placement.
All right. MullisSeniorPlacement.com, 310-4947. Call or text Kevin and set up a meeting. It'll solve so much anxiety in your life, in your spouse's life, or your loved one's life. I've worked with this kind of group before. It was invaluable.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to help you. It brings me joy to help you guys. So if you know someone, let me know.
All right. Good to see you. Good to meet you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Kevin Mullis. Mullis, MULLIS, seniorplacement.com, 310-4947.
It's been a freeform jazz odyssey today, Christopher.
Well, time for Matt and I to break open the jazz cigarettes, as they say.
As they say.
I didn't see this until late. Our friend Billy Jaramillo, his family was involved with Casas de la Luz Hospice for years. He said, one thing I learned working hospice for 24 years is you need to maintain your family role and not become a caregiver. I've seen that one action destroy relationships more than any other. It's tough. It's tough. And you know, when you get, as your parents get older, and they're, you know, what's happening is they're living longer, but is their quality of life better? Right. That's the other thing I've learned too is, as you're in your, you know, as you're, before you get to that age and you retire, the one thing I see that's really important, you have to develop interests that are not your family or your job. Get into things that are not those other things to keep your brain going. Whether it's art, charity work, reading, any of that, you have to keep doing that. If you don't do that, and then all of a sudden, now you don't have a family to take care of, or you're a widow or a widower, so you're not even in the caretaking of that person you love for your entire life, right?
Correct.
And then you're like, oh, okay, I took care of my family and I worked.
Mm-hmm.
And what you find is, I see so many seniors that just have nothing. They got nothing. They got nothing to do, right? And their brain just got. So, that's one of the things I've been seeing is you got to really develop multiple things in your life of interest.
And one thing you can do to help your kids out is start scouting out places. Even if you have no intention of going there anytime soon,
right,
and seeing places, just so you can tell the folks that are they're going to be helping you out later, places like this I like, places like this I don't like. I think really is a help.
Also, while you, as the person that might be moving there, you're in full cognitive levels.
Correct. Exactly. Absolutely.
Because that's the other difficult part of this. Well, thanks for everyone who made it. I also just found out that Kevin's been a wakey since 2010.
Hey.
That's almost proto wakey.
Yeah.
He was there for the first No Joe Jazz Thursday.
1 hour on a scratchy transmitter.
That's
I got overpowered.
We got other scratchy things here. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks to David Schweikert, Dan Fluitt. Remember that movie, Government Gangsters, up at Saddlebrook tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Don't call up the HOA. Don't call up the HOA. And then, of course, Kevin Mullis. Got Dan Fluitt from Mullis Senior Placement. Moulton's coming up next. Jump in Tucson, Mezcal movie, Western movie set.